Okay, we're continuing Hilchos Sukkah, Tav Resh Chaf Tet. We are on Seif Bet. Okay, so this continues the halacha din deraisa of kosher schach must be the three main criteria: is it has to grow from the ground, be detached from the ground, and it cannot be able to be makabel tuma. So let's go to Bet. V'chein davar she makabel tuma. Anything that could be makabel tuma, kagon shipudin, metal poles for sure, but it could be sometimes even wood. We'll see. Depends if it's flat or not. Pshutei kli eitz v'arukot hamita, or you have parts of your bed, because even if it's just a pole of wood and it's flat, it's part of a bed, which is makabel tuma. So now that wood's also makabel tuma. V'chol hakelim, and any full-blown kelim. Ein mesakchin behen, you can't use them for schach. V'afili im nishburu. Now, even if they became broken, once they were a kli and they were able to be makabel tuma, then it's pasul for schach, even if afterwards it's broken. Shaloni sharbehem shur kabbalah tuma. In other words, even if it can't be mekabel tuma anymore, it still remains with the din of pasul schach because it was a kli, it was efshar lekabel tuma. So even if it's no longer efshar, it's still called pasul schach.
Midrabanan.
Right. So that's only midrabanan. Very good. The fact that it's, in other words, midaraisa, it has to still be a kli. Once it's no longer a kli, then this psul's derabanan. Therefore, if you have a kli that from the get-go was only called a kli to be makabel tuma on a derabanan level, and then it breaks, so on that the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mako. Just only question is that only bishat tadchak or lechatchila? Right. That's right. Very good. Even lechatchila, if it's completely broken. Okay. He points out that a pipe, and this also comes up with mikvos and other issues. A pipe is not makabel tuma. It's completely hollow. Right? There's no kibbutz. It just goes straight through. Okay. Now, and he points out any kli that's even wood that has some thickness to it. We're going to get up to this again. So even if it has some thickness to it, generally we say more than a tefach, it's also very problematic and it should not be used with your schach. It could passel it. Okay. So we'll get back to that a little bit later. So as a, it could be as a chumra tefach, we'll see. Okay. Gimel. Sikecha bechitzim she'en lehem beis kibbul. Now, if you're going to use chitzim are arrows, let's say, pshutei kli eitz, they're basically round or flat poles. They can't hold anything in it. So you would be able, if it has no base kibbul, there's no place to hold something inside, so then you can use it as schach. V'sheyesh bahem base kibbul, but if it does have a place to put something inside of it, then it's psula. For example, you can have arrows, for example, they hold, there's a sharp metal, an arrowhead, there you go, it attaches to it. So there's two ways it could be attached. There's the male and female. The question is, on either end, it could be the male and female. So you can have a like a little rod for your arrow, right? The long wooden part that the metal goes into. You can have where there's a hole in the metal, in the wood, where the barzel goes into, right, the arrowhead. Or you can have the arrowhead be hollow, and then the metal pole can go inside to the arrowhead. So basically, you could have a wooden pole that's indented on one end, and then it could hold something inside. Or, anyways, so that's the case. before you attach the arrowhead. So depending on how the wood is designed, it's either mekabel tuma or not. It's either a base kibul or there's not a base kibul. Once you attach the arrowhead to it, doesn't matter anymore. Now it's always going to be pasul because it became a kli. An arrow, right, a full arrow that you use for combat, that is a kli, and that's mekabel tuma. So even if you break it, it's still mekabel tuma afterwards. Correct. It could be Durabanan, correct. Dalet. Sikacha befishtan shelo. Sikacha befishtan shelo nidak velo nipatz kshera. Now, let's say you want to put flax on top of your sukkah. So flax can be turned into clothing and threads. But before you get to that point, when it's raw and fresh off from the ground, it's the eitz ba'almahu. It's a hunt. You can use it for kosher sukkah, but it just has a din of something that grows from the ground, a din of a piece of wood. Okay. So then it's not a problem. Aval im nidak v'nipatz. And if you start to process it, so the first stage is you soak it in water. At least that's the way it's explained. You soak it in water, and then afterwards, then you start to pull apart the fibers and process it, and then go ahead, turn it into threads. But if it just got soaked, that's not enough. But once you, the question is, what part during the process is it mekabel tuma? But anyway, so once it reaches a certain point and it becomes processed, then it's psula and you can no longer use it. Okay, so that's, then you can no longer use it midrabanan, correct? Because now you're able to, right, it has a din derabanan because now once you process it, it wasn't turned into a beged or a kli yet, so that's why it's only derabanan, but even then we're machmer because now it's ready to be used to stuff pillows, to sew with it, and it's just before being mekabel tuma deraisa. That's correct. Hey, b'chavalim shel pishtan psula, shel gemi v'shel siv kshera. So this is telling us that the only time you can use schach is when it looks in its natural form, and it doesn't look like it's a kli. Or you can tell it grows from the ground. So then it's kashera. That's like just, but anytime you process it and you turn it into a rope, and now it doesn't look like it grows from the ground. So then it's usser, I believe only midarabanan. All right. Okay. Vav. B'machzelet shel kanim v'kash. Veshiva vegemi. Basically, you have any kind of a, how would you translate this? A mattress? Some kind of a mat. Okay, so if you have a mat made up of reeds and straw, it's flat, and that's how it's made. So, bein shihi chalaka shihi ru'uya lishchiva, bein she'ena chalaka she'ena ru'uya lishchiva. So, it doesn't matter how smooth and how comfortable it is. Once you have a mat that can be used, so then it depends. Okay, it doesn't have to be an ideal sleeping mattress, but it depends what it's made for. Im hiktana, if it is a small size, stama omedet lishchiva umekabelet tuma. So the assumption is, now we're going to see, really there are two different criteria we're about to get to. One is the main thing we're trying to figure out is it makabel tuma or not makabel tuma, and that's determined on the one who makes it, right? When you own it and when you make it, when you fabricate it, you decide what it's for, and generally, and then by definition, it'll either be makabel tuma or not. Like if you use it just to cover the roof, it's not makabel tuma, but if you use it as a mattress to lie on, then it is makabel tuma. The other thing we have to worry about is marasayim. Okay, so let's read it inside again. So if it's stama omedet lishchiva umekabelet tuma, if normally everybody makes this mattress I'm assuming in the world, in the country, everyone's making this mattress to lie down on, this mat as a mattress to lie down on. So then it has a din of like a bed, and it's mekabelas tuma, as soon as it's manufactured. Ve'ein mesachin ba, and you can't use it for sukkah anymore, but it's already makabel tuma, or esher lekabel tuma, right? We call that makabel tuma. Ve'ein mesachin ba, ela inkein asa'a lesikuch. Unless it was made and designed for schach initially. But the Haga points out, now, the only way you can use it is if it was made lesikuch. So let's say in most places it is made for lying down, but in your city where it's made, it depends where it's made, if in your city it's made usually for sikuch, for schach, then it's mutter. Or for, you know, it could be just for lav davka schach for a sukkah, but any shade for during the year. If it's made for shade purposes in your city where they make it, so then, right, or your manufacturer, he's making it for shade, so then it's mutter. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world is doing. However, you still have to worry about, even if, let's say, you're in a city where everybody makes it for a mattress to lie down, but you personally made your own mat, right? You bought the material, the straw, the reeds, whatever, to make it. You made it yourself. Since most people in your city use it for a mattress, even though you made it from the get-go for schach, it's still a problem because of marasayim. No one's going to know. Everyone thinks that they're all made, and yours was also made to lie down on, and therefore you can't use it. Ve'im hi gedola, but if it's very large, stama omedet lesikuch u'mesachin ba. So then we assume the general world, the manufacturers are all making it for schach, and then you can use it for schach. Ela imkein asa'a lishchiva, unless you know that it was actually made for as a mattress. Because even though everybody makes it for schach, if you personally made it for a mattress, also it's going to become aser because you're the one who made it. So by definition, you turned it into a kli. Dehainu sheminag amakom lishkav aleha. So if you know, so obviously if it's made, and even though most people make it for schach, but in your neighborhood, in your city, it's made for to lie down on, then we assume the one who made it to lie down on. And even though everything was made 100% kosher, and everyone makes it for schach, if you pick it up and when you buy it, you designate it for lying down as a mattress, then when you do that, you also turned it into makabel tuma. V'hani mili she'ein la safa. Now there's no lip around it. That's when you made no lip. But let's say you made a mat and it's got a whole lip all the way around. So now it actually physically can hold something in there. Even if you take away that lip, you can't use it for schach because it already was mekabel tuma. That's how it was made. But again, there's a whole machloka. The question: if you even though it has a lip, and you specifically had in mind for schach, so then that's a machlokas. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah just points out.
What does the safa look like?
I don't know, but I think it comes up a little bit, so that if you were to put some, I don't know, apples or some kind of stuff in there, it would stay in there. That's my understanding. But I think it's more or less clear. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have an item that's made in the general populace by the manufacturers, and it's unclear what it's for, they make it, and it has universal purposes for it. So then there's no minhag. If there's no clear minhag what it's for, then it's open for everyone. If when you buy it, you can use it for a bed. If you decide you want to use it for schach, it's 100% kosher. It all depends what you use it for. Unless, of course, the minhag in Makom, in your town, is that it's always made for beds. So then, obviously, either midin or either because of Maris Ayin, it's a problem. Okay, so it depends what you buy in the hardware store. It may be okay. Haga, and obviously, we have mats. Right? Everyone uses mats. Many people use mats for their schach. Right, rolled up bundles of schach, and everyone knows those are obviously made l'shem schach, and there's for sure no question what it's made for, and it is no question what the there's no obviously no maris ayin.
That's a question. Some of the smaller ones,
people don't
where they come from, China or the Oriental countries.
So so it depends where you get it from. Right. You're right. It depends. Who manufactured them and from what country they're from.
If you want, you can buy the ones that have the
Hakshon. It wouldn't be an...
They cost double, and you know, it was made by a Yid, the Shem
Malchut, it's fine. Made by a Yid.
Okay, Haga. B'makom shenagu likuboa machtzalaot begagin ke'ein tikra e mesachin behen. Now, if you're using mats that people use for your house, for your diret keva, all year long, that you should not be using.
So thatched roofs are like no good.
You're referring to like pergolas that have those slats? Is that what you're referring to? No, people don't live out there, so that's not a problem.
They use reeds or grass
or straw to make their roof.
Okay, so then I guess that'd be a problem.
That would be a problem.
It may not be, it's not makabel tuma, but you have the issue of gzira shema yeshiv tachat tikra tabayit. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. If it's a material that people use all year for your house.
Well, okay. There's a tikra in that, which is typically speaking, they use mud to go ahead and solidify the thatch. That's why it's called thatch. They don't just put raw straw on top of it. So Mustama, nearly, if you're in a makam like that, and you're putting the raw straw without the mud, everyone's going to know that you're doing something completely.
Well, raw straw wouldn't be a problem, but depending on how it's made and whatever, the Mishnah Berurah holds it could even be a psul min hatara, if it's something that's made clearly for a roof all year, because it's made l'shem, not it's made if an item. And it's already processed, l'shem dira, as opposed just l'shem tzel, he holds that's even a problem daraisa. But raw material that can go either way would not be a problem. Okay, zayin. Yesh li stopping. So we have a question. Imutar lahaniach sulam al agag. If you are allowed to put a ladder on top of your sukkah, right, what's the purpose of the ladder? Kedei l'sakech al gabav. Because on top of the ladder, you want to use that as your supporting beams for your sukkah, and then on top, right, you can even lay, if you have a nice size sukkah, you could put down, let's see, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 ladders and across your sukkah, so now you have support for your schach. So that's the scenario. And Haga points out, v'lachein ein l'sachich alav. So it's clear, it's usher to do this because it may be a pasal deraisa or derabanan. So just to explain a little bit, what's the problem of the ladder? So there is a question, what is the problem? Poskim discuss. And question is, what's the nature of the ladder and what's the nature of the problem? So one of the problems with the ladder is it might be a ladder that's more than 4 tfachim big, and then that can create a hole or a space area that makes your sukkah pasul. If it's 4 tefachim wide. Another issue is it can be, even though it could be considered pshute clay eitz, it could be a problem because you have holes. When you build the ladder, so it depends how the rungs are attached, you know, where you, right, the steps, the rungs of the ladder, is it put in through holes in the side of the wood, or is it just nailed in? So if there's holes in there that go through and through, or partially holes, again, that's a whole other discussion. You can have an issue of those holes can be serviced as a base kibul. You can put things inside those holes, especially if it's on one side, you have an indentation and not the other side. Or you can just put things inside. Anyway, so that's one issue. And so it could be considered a midarabanan or midaraisa. It could be considered a problem. And then if you can't use it, then if it's pasul schach, then we also have the issue of mamid. So that might be the problem itself. Some say the whole problem of the sulam that we have a suffix about is a davar that's maimid. What's maimid? It's anything that you use to support the schach. So we learned you're allowed to, if you have simply a brick wall, brick walls, and so there's no problem to put schach and have them lying down on your walls, because you're not going to come. There's a machloket in the discussion in the Gemara, and machloket Rishonim had a paskin, if a davar a maimid is aser to use or not, if the maimid is schach pasel. Because we're afraid if you support all your schach with schach pasel, you might end up making, you might learn from your friend or you yourself, you might end up making all your schach from schach pasel. So we don't want you to make, so that's a question in the poskim, if we hold of that, if it's a problem altogether. To have schach being resting on pasel schach. Right? We mentioned that, I think, yesterday. If you have wooden poles going across as cross beams to support your schach, so that's a machloket, if that's a problem altogether. And it's only a problem, it's a machloket by an iser derabanan. However, most poskim say, lechatchila, it's aser lechatchila to rest your schach on a maimed that's pasel schach, but bediyeved, it's kasha. It's a machloket rishonim if you have to worry about it altogether. It's unclear from the Shulchan Aruch had a paskin, but from almost all achronim say lechatchila, you should be machmer, not to rest all your schach on schach pasel. Again,
why
right?
Wooden poles, not okay.
No, wood poles would be okay. If it's metal poles, it's schach pasel. So wooden poles are 100% okay. Wooden poles to rest them on them. Okay, so that's certainly if we're going to see this again, but to rest on wooden beams, for sure it's not a problem if it's pshutikli eitz, but the poskim say as long as it's less than a tefach, then it's not a problem. Once it's more than a tefach, the minag, it's at the end of the siman, the minag is to be machmer. But Mikrai Kodesh, Hashem Zalman, Chazan Ovadia, Znidbru, and more, they all point out as long as it's up to a tefach, for sure it's no problem. So if you're using the American 2x2 boards or 5x5 centimeters, for sure it's not a problem. If you're getting a much bigger beam, then there could be a problem, at least midin minhag, not to use. Four tefachim would be in a real issur derabanan. Okay, so that's by Mamid, that lechatchila ramachmer. What about a maimid de maimid? So that if you have metal poles, and then on top of that you have supports, and then on top of that you put wooden poles, and then on top of that you put schach. So that most of the poskim say you don't. The question is, the ones who are machmer, the rishonim who are machmer, they were machmer by maimid. Were they machmer by maimid the maimid? So most say they were not, and you don't even have to be worried at kedei kach on an iser derabanan on a double suffix. So the ones who are matur lechatchila is pretty much all the poskim, like in Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, Rosham Zalman, Rav Yashiv, Chazan Ovadia. The only one that's famous for being machmer for a maimid the maimid is the Chazanish. Okay, it's fine. I think. You have to ask the Chazanish. Okay. Let's go on. Next. Fine, let's finish the Ramah. So we said, Lachain ein lesakech alav. So in order to avoid problems, we avoid supporting the schach with the ladder. Right? A few different reasons. Mainly either davar maimid, or perhaps it's actually Mekabel Tuma, depending what the ladder is made, how the ladder is made. Va'afilu lahanicho al haschach lahachziko is aser. So this is also interesting. for the din of maimed to be machmer, it can't only, not only is it supporting it from underneath, if a normal wind is going to quickly blow off all your schach, you can't even use a maimed of pasul schach, like a ladder, on top of it to support it. Vehu adin b'kol kliya makabel tuma, and this applies to anything that's makabel tuma, not just a ladder, kegon, safsal, v'kisei, just a bench, a chair, shemakabelin tuma. Midrash, that is, efshar lakabel tuma. Okay. Fine. So let's go on to Tzechet, I think. One second. Yeah. Now, so when we say a maimed, even just to, I think we're done. So just to point out, when it comes to being maimed, you can even be maimed by using plastic ties or a zikonim, and you fasten it to the schach directly. If it would blow away with the ruach matsuya, so also to hold it down with any with a nail or these a metal nail or zikonim, zip ties, these would also be a problem of it is a problem of maimed if it's being used for a ruach matsuya to hold it down.
But if